Blog Talk Radio.
Introducer. Poetry. Hosted by the lovely, the angelic poet. Sit back, relax, enjoy.
With this poetic family, as we enjoy each other's company, a mixture of R&B and spoken word, with the angelic poetry. So guess what? It's time for you to step up and be heard. Only with the angelic poetry. So guess what? Step up and be heard.
The angelic poetess. The angelic poetess. Original, original, original.
TGIF, everyone, TGIF. This is another night of the original Poetry After Dark, and I'm your host, your poetess. Tonight, I'm Dolo. Last week, we had a real good time with the old school battle, but this week, it is open mic. And if you're a regular, you know we don't have open mic often, so this is your time. This is your time to shine, get on the mic, and be heard indefinitely. So, I'm not sure, guys, if I'm going to do 2 hours tonight or hour and a half. I will definitely keep y'all posted throughout the show to see how it goes. It is storming in Raleigh, North Carolina, really bad. And I'm not sure if, you know, the internet and stuff is going to pull up. But if it do, then 2 hours we will have. Now, before I go to the lines, I am going to play a track, and then we're going to go ahead and open up open mic. This track is by Anthony Burroughs, and this is The Evolver.
And now, a message from the President of the United States.
Tonight I want to take a few minutes to discuss a great threat to peace. The dictator who is assembling the world's most dangerous weapons is here in our own country. He is the homicidal dictator who is addicted to weapons of mass destruction. He has proven he is capable of any crime. The tyrant is me.
Hey. Hey.
I need a little bit of freedom.
Whoa.
I need a little bit of freedom. I need a little less freedom.
I go somewhere with no corruption. They apostates are trying to settle us to all these visions. Nary's got vision, but these vision is torn. And these glasses need to get their heads up out there. Getting sick is getting sick like molasses, sir. Sometimes I feel like I'ma die for my words. But what? I was born with a world on my back. I was born with a gun on my way to Iraq. So poor, I can't afford a body bag to take me back. So the government's pain. And I can't understand why the government's playing with my life, playing with my kids and my wife. Well, Mr. President, well.
Give me a little bit of freedom. Give me a little bit of peace.
Can't fight for you. Can't go kill poor people, preach Christ for you. Been three-fifths of 400 trying to fight my. And your flag trees are white, man. It ain't American, it's more like Halliburton. The new America is like the Iron Curtain. It's big business deals, it's big business wigs. It's a machine that's programmed to kill the kids. It's imperialism, stop the serial killing. Remember Nazi is short for nationalism. Who we bombing next, who we invading next? Are you thinking for yourself, or are you just reading the text? Come on. We got guns, you like, what's the issue? They got people to kill, we got the nuclear missile. Dick Cheney was like, yep, and you was down for chisel. First you stole the election, you said, the blacks born on one. Your boys bomb the towers, you was written by the goat was satanic. Man, you got the world in a panic. Everybody's out, got it, even if they speak in Spanish. But light skin did with ending and they blood. It took 9-11 for black people to get some love in America. Man, you ain't the last emperor, ain't the first king. I know you got a whole army, but the ghetto got bling. Hey,
we need a little bit of freedom.
Whoa, whoa, what?
We need a little bit of freedom. We need a little less freedom. And what we really need is love.
All right, all right. And that's the opening for the night. We're going to go to the phone line. See, I'll open up caller 336. You're on the air.
Good evening, this is Deep Thinker. How are you?
Hey, Deep Thinker. I'm doing great. How are you doing tonight?
Doing well for a thunderstorm-riddled evening. Got some rain coming down on our side of the world, but that's okay. We need it.
Yeah, we did need it. Right.
Piece that I'm going to do is entitled Rampant Free Flow. Serenity beats inside my heart. Passion rampant courses in my soul. Intensity, single thoughts invade my mind. Resistance is futile. Single thoughts invade my mind, just as being in your midst invades all my aspect of my senses. Oh, the collective action will lead to a blissful emancipation. Just being in favored in your visionary sight, a liberating revolution. I do so love the anarchy as our inhibitions burn. Resistance is futile. No keys to unlock the needed lock of this kingdom's door. The exploratory maze is her. The beautiful, enigmatic you. A loving Nubian sister, my labyrinth awaiting my touch, kiss, caress. No chains bind us. Only time, amorous desires, kindred chemistry await this sensual yard. A yard enveloping us each into a space where only passion's heartbeat controls the time. The revolution of our souls, unlocking one on one, soul to soul, eye to eye, moves with the resonating call tones of synchronicity. Each kiss holds a tick. Each touch unleashes a lock. Each embrace frees a chime of ecstasy. I look, have the will to work, patiently wait for the intersecting courtyard for her and I. Single thoughts invade my mind. Only her touch will unlock the gateway in the appointed time. I listen, sate for the affirmative tone. In repose, there is an intense strength, like fixed earth, watching the veracity of her passion flowing like rampant water. Respect. That's that piece.
Okay. Oh, wow. the delivery of it. You definitely had me waiting for the next line.
Appreciate that.
I appreciate you. Let everyone know how they can find you and read your work.
Well, I'm right on Facebook.com. It's Deep Thinker, right in North Carolina. That's where you can find most of my work. And for those of you who don't know, Orlando, going home. War's over. War's over.
No comment.
I just had to put that out there. So for those of you who say the fix is in, the Lakers, they're probably going to do what they need to do next game, simply because the old rivalry stage is set.
It is. Thank God it I is. Don't do football.
Again, thank you. I'm just saying, it is what it is.
Okay.
And ironically, I will say this. It was a former New York Knick, Nate Robinson. Yeah, 5'6" and barely 5'7". Did in Orlando today. It's all about heart.
Go Redskins. I don't do basketball.
Hey, you guys have got McNabb this year. Something different kind of going on up there, you know? I'm a Steelers fan, so, you know, anybody but Dallas, I'm cool. So.
That's good. And look, I'm not going to get into Dallas, but I have Dallas fans on the line. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. So.
Well, no, it's all good. We got 6 trophies. We're waiting on them. Tell them to come up one. Then we'd be even.
And Deep Thinking has spoke, you guys. If you two want to get on the mic tonight, 347-826-9842. We're going to head back into some music and poetry. Again, if you want to call in, sit a piece. It's 347-826-9842.
Just able to leap through bedroom windows in a single bound. It's a bird. No. It's a hoe. No. Worse. It's me. The other woman. The mistress causing distress in contest with working women and baby mamas everywhere. You turn your back, I'm there. In your sofa, you find my underwear. When you're absent, I'm present. And I can smell the fear. I got nurses and lawyers scared, hoping their man can stand the extended hours and deal with their fight for power. While I shower them with affection, understand that there's more between me and him than a chosen covered erection. Because while you're burning the midnight oil, I'm rubbing his tired back with lavender oil in deep meditation. And we don't make love, we make time for conversation. Words that don't refer to work and equal pay. Except when I work to equally pay every part of him attention every day. He wants a woman who can show emotion and has devotion to their happy home. So, you women who are primary distributors of the rosy derivative paraphernalia, watch out for me, the other woman, the mistress causing distress in contest with wifeys everywhere. You turn your back, I'm there. On his jacket, you'll find a strand of my hair. When you're absent, I'm present, and I can smell the fear. I got Christian women saying prayers. In church, I get evil stares, not for anything I've done yet. It's 'cause I'm a threat. I'm real and free with my Christianity. While you deceive yourself with your fake purity, you're in the river and on the bank with your celibacy. Just because it's been a few weeks doesn't mean you've restored your virginity. Your lips say it's a sin, yet below his belt, your hands are lingering. He can't put it in, but you're doing everything else. Either do it all or don't do it at all, 'cause it's me he's gonna call. Don't totally blame him, it's your fault I exist. Don't blame me 'cause I didn't have to twist his wrist. So stop coming at me with fists, Vaseline, and your hyped up crew. They probably did him too. I'm here 'cause I'm willing to do all the things you refuse to do. Like laugh, like live, like love. You hate me because you aren't me. And yet, I'd rather be you. I can sense your pity. This is not an excuse, but no matter what I do, he'll never end his ties with you. He gives himself to me but goes back to you with morning too. And our few hours can't compare to your lifetime. I don't know why, but you and me would be his ideal if we were combined. Your man may never be mine, but you make it easy for me to try. So ladies, be ready for me, the other woman, the mistress causing distress on the hit list of women everywhere. So step your game up. Show your man how much you care. Be a woman.
The Original Poetry After Dark open mic night. If you do want to get on the mic tonight, dial 347-826-9842. Poet, spoken word artist, if you would like your tracks played on Poetry After Dark, you can email those tracks in MP3 format to poetryafterdark@gmail.com. We got an hour and 38 minutes left, and we got to cover throwbacks. And I'm going to play a little something different tonight as well. I'm not going to stay to all the soft music. I am going to pick it up a notch. All right, so we got Michael McDonald here. I keep forgetting.
Mm-hmm. Before there was light, there was darkness. And while in the darkness, I never stopped believing that I am somebody. And I'm here to tell you, you are somebody. All you gotta do is believe. You are somebody. Believe you are somebody.
After Dark Open Mic Night, and I'm your host, the Poetess. Number to dial is 347-826-9842. And I'm going to hit y'all with a throwback. My husband actually told me about him. I knew about him, but didn't know his name. And like I heard this, I was like, oh my goodness, I have to share this tonight. So we have Al Jarreau, which I know about that. And we're in this love together.
song that we love to sing. Every time we hear the music and feel this love together, we got the kind that lasts forever.
Sometimes my eyes they wander as I wonder where this woman was birthed. This black mother of earth somehow was blessed with a curse. Her two breasts were my nurse, so I know she feels hurt when we stare at her chest trying to see through her shirt. My eyes they wander as I wonder what is under her skirt. So-called hip-hop videos diminish her worth, and what makes matters worse is I see my brothers in church about to do a head jerk. And who's to blame? The black god has been done wrong since Willie Lynch spit that nonsense on how to break down and tarnish the strongest of silver. Sisters submissive to overseers, sucking her breast until it's dry. Now, my eye loves brown skin, model type, tall, slim, with a little kid grin and a dimple in her chin. And who's to blame? Who's to blame? There's nothing more beautiful than a beautiful black woman, and I appreciate the beauty and the art of being beautiful, but who's to blame for when my eyes wander and when my mind wonders what she's working with? I say, blame the sexploitation of a goddess. I said blame the sexploitation of a goddess. We got 10-year-old girls being viewed as sex objects. Let's blame bikini contests, wet t-shirts and harlots. Let's blame massage parlors and blame baby fathers leaving sisters self-conscious, watching other women with small stomachs, D-cups and cute onions and videos fronting like they truly existed. Wow, dude got it twisted, ready to leave wifey for a bitty hoe. Ready to leave wifey for a bitty hoe on some ever since the baby, yo, she ain't been pretty though. And who's to blame? And who's to blame for my wandering eye that often falls on a thigh if her skirt is so high that the whole of her thigh can be seen by the blind? Do we blame Mother Nature or a scuttle who does favors? Do we blame the major player or the captain go saver? For why you acting stranger when I ask for your name or your math so I can trace you? You start looking grave like your life is in danger as if I'm a perpetrator of some crazy psychomaniac serial data. Come on now. Still, I'm looking, wondering, wow, look how glorious God made her, a wise creator, and what greater gift did God give Adam than that of a companion? So, who's to blame? Black goddess has a true heart,
true heart,
a true heart like Rebecca DuPont. The black goddess is a real sis like Golden Infamous. The black goddess stay fly like Olu Butterfly. The black goddess is a strong sister like Jai Hipster. Black goddess. The black goddess is love. The black goddess is the truth. Black goddess. Is she clear? The black goddess. Semantics. Black goddess. Sound sour. The black goddess. It's Smiley. Temple.
Come on. at the right time. The weather compares to what Nas write down. Tell you my dreams, show you my pain is yours. You can get what you love, be a chain of cause. You're alive right now. There's so many that's dead or locked up inside the beast. I'm a highlight now. It's whatever man figures manifest for the real. The plan is to wake up, cause time reveals. All this hate can't forever last. All my ghetto heroes in heaven is like you right here and never pass. You just transcend. I know I'm gonna see you again. Hoping I reach the world leaders and win. Ain't nothing without struggle. Listen up, it's critical. We used to fear arms. Now the weapons are chemical. And hip hop, the weapons are lyrical. To be the best, you challenge the best. And the blessings are spiritual. Top of the world for the kids, none less. Popping any rapper's head off the shoulders, no contest. I know the most high hear me. So fly, you can't near me. You scared of a mirror. My theory is that knowledge is power. To every project in every street corner, we gotta get out of now.
The original Poetry After Dark open mic night, and we do have callers waiting to get on the mic. So without further ado, we're going to go straight to the phone lines. Open up caller 646. You on the air?
Hi, and good night.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. And everyone know who you are?
I'm Lyrical Movements, calling from the Bronx.
Oh, shout out to the Bronx, indeed. What you got for us tonight?
I have Inside Blues. And it goes like this. Inside Blues. Rejected. Infected. Life interjected. I somehow, indirectly, feel disrespected. She has no reason. It's just her season. Still feels like treason. I never heard of you. Well, I never believed in heartache. Hearts break, trust me. I know firsthand the abandonment factor. Like Custard's last stand, I am essential without any fans. I need not any parade. I just needed a page to say thank you. This is me enraged. Why? Because scant people can't faze me. I am ink, drowning in sand. I am walking magic in a brown paper bag. I am all my bad habits. I am Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. I am the tyke he never wanted. I am the soldier that died yesterday in a landmine, in a landslide. In an open battle he did not create, in nature's confines so nothing equates. Before your valentine, the grind, I was considered fine to relate to. I am fate's only plate, blue. I am the clean slate, fool. I am my father's only mistake, sad but true. So I became the block. I didn't balled up and died in Miss Seeley's crops. I am the cops. Field. I am Mr. I am Nettie, planning my escape. The only sister. Someone get the pistol. I am hate. I am me, so elusive. I am Billie Holiday's blues. I am Phyllis Hyman's favorite shoes. I am the last fix for Jimi Hendrix. I am your next flick via Netflix. In fact, they need me poetry in motion before the MCA even got the patent. They knew me in Shaolin before they ever even called it satin. I'd be an island. I am elusive like a log cabin. Sometimes reclusive like a boy with a new Madden. An introverted extrovert who self-abuses. I am my own enemy, so no one needs to pretend to be my best friend. BFF. My tears never let me subside the street sets. Even though there is enough passion to take my fears in stride. You remain my sole obstacle, and I am tired of keeping it inside. And that was Inside Blues.
Wow. Oh, that was real deep, man. Goodness. I was definitely in that piece. Could you please tell the audience, if you have your work out there on the internet, how they can find it? Hey, Lyrical, you still there?
Can you hear me? Can you hello? Hi.
Okay.
I have, oh, I'm sorry. You can find me under Moon Forrester, MoonIQueFoRrester, on Facebook. I actually have a fan page there as well under Lyrical Movements. Lyrical, as in lyrical, and movements, as in the movements. I'm also on Twitter, L Movements. I have work Facebook, Twitter. I have a lot of art and stuff on MySpace. So I'm everywhere and nowhere. I have a YouTube page, a YouTube channel, Lyrical Movements, and I also have a CD on CD Baby, When Butterflies Harden. So check me out. You know, I'm out there.
I'm definitely going to do that.
Thank you.
The name of the CD again, you said Butterflies?
When Butterflies Harden. When Butterflies Harden. Yeah.
Right. Thank you so much. Man,
thank you.
Great. You're welcome.
I'll definitely be back. I love your show and I dig your vibe, so thank you.
That's what's up. Thanks. All right, guys. We have an hour and 12 minutes left in the show. Definitely check out Lyrical Movement under Facebook, L Movements under Twitter. Check her out. She's hot. I'm digging her. We have another caller that wants to be on the air. I'm going to come to 865 after I play this track. Bear with me. We got Prince with Diamonds. Okay. We have Prince with Diamonds and Pearls. Got my switchboard doing twist on me, but here we go.
Yeah.
original Poetry After Dark, open mic night, and we're going back to the phone line. We're bringing in 865. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hold on for a minute, right? I don't believe it. I was hoping that song was a little bit longer because I'm stuffing my face.
Okay, I can come back.
Wow. I'm here. Because I'm tired as hell. How you doing, Queen?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing tonight?
I'm having a beautiful evening.
Great.
Having a beautiful evening. I was glad to hear my track. Thank you very much. I love you.
I love that piece.
Hey, but you know what, though? Seriously, right? But what made me press the thing to come in outside of my track was playing at Nas Joy. Oh, my God. I just was like, because I ain't never heard it. I love how just, like, I hear things for the first time and just be like, and I just, like, love hip-hop, and when they, especially when they just, like, because for me, man, hip-hop is just, like, just for some, you know, I mean, I love the poetry and whatnot, but when cats like Nas put that thing down, you know, and it's just, like, you know, it's just what it is, and, you know.
Well, I'm not that out there. Nas is definitely a lyricist all day long. I don't even look at him as a rapper. I mean, he's speaking real.
Yeah, but the spirituality, I mean, he's an elder just as much as me, you know. Now, I mean, this boy, man, you know, since he's been out, man. But anyway, I just wanted to thank you for that. I I'm tripping.
So you didn't hear what's happening. They picking on you in the chat room.
Who is picking on me? Call them out. Put their name out there. Talk
they
some shit.
Calling in the ghetto. You eating on the phone. I ain't going to tell names. I ain't going to tell. We ain't going to mess with Elder tonight.
Hey, that's what. Well, it don't matter. I'm all right. Because I'm ghetto. I'm proud to be ghetto.
We all got a little ghetto in this. In this. Oh, boy.
Amen.
indeed. If you are you spitting for us, or you just wanted to say thank you?
Yeah, because I need to practice.
Okay. Look at that. He said he needs to practice, guys, the pro. Okay, I'm going to let you practice. I got another call on the line I'm going to pick up before I
No, I'm talking about this is every time I perform is a practice for me for, you know, whatever. I mean.
Okay, my bad. I misread that. I thought you were saying you need to go practice. Okay, come on.
Yeah, we got that Southern Fry Poetry Slam, you know, coming here to Knoxville next week.
Come on.
it's going to be a nice little event, you know. So I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of poets that I meet on the radio or, you know, we met over the radio or through wherever, Facebook or, you know, I know it's going to run into a couple of familiar people, you know. So it's always a beautiful thing, too, you know. But anyway, this one is dedicated to hip hop. Y'all know that by now. And it goes a little something like this. My culture, without you I have no life. My culture, you open up my eyes. My culture, you mean the world to me. My culture, it's because of you that I'm now free. 'Tis I is my way of life. From darkness I come into the light. What you see is what you get. My heart and my soul. My culture. I be having young bucks tripping on this hot shit. I be flipping, spitting like an automatic with a clip up in it. Who is it? Beat master, special ed, retired. So now I'm the magnificent. Rhythms being rocked without the use of any equipment. I'm gifted. My sickness is so ridiculous that you can't fully comprehend a description unless you actually witness how I rip it. I'm vicious. I handle my business like nobody else in the business. Old school representing, been kicking rhythm longer than some of you cats been living. Did time in prison for felonies committed against innocent victims. I was raised by the system. So when cats come at me with that bull crap, I just lean back and let the rhythm hit them. Hip hop is the way of life. It's not just something that you do, it's how you live. Hip hop is the way of life. It's not just something that you do, it's how you live. My culture. Hip-hop is the way of life that I live. I give you my heart and my soul from within. I can't let this world have control of my mind. I'm finally free. I have peace deep inside. Tell me something. Am I wrong because I would rather do my own thing than conform to the insanity that society projects as correct? Check this out. I work for a week to get a paycheck. State and federal taxes are extracted, but then I still got to pay another tax on each and every dollar I spend after that, which is nonsense. I refuse to be a slave to the illusion of happiness when I'm straight getting pimped in the matrix, so I give them the gas face and play the game for the sole purpose of survival. I live in the righteousness of the universe, but by societal standards, I'm a live and die a criminal. I'm a born rebel. Hold up, young buck, put your gun down. Neither one of us don't really want no trouble. All you gotta do is ask. If I got it, you can get it. I'm struggling against the same system that wanna lock us both up. What you don't know, you better ask somebody. I was on Planet Rock, saw sucking them seeds, looking for the perfect beat. They told me to take the train when it stops, check out my melody. Friends, I need a beat, can't live without my radio. The freaks come out at night to get hyped, to enjoy the show. I'm on a mission. Parents just don't understand that, girl. Ain't nothing but trouble. My sin. My philosophy is that they think we're all criminal minded, headed for self-destruction. It's time that you get wise, people. I can see. Are you ready for prophecy? I see the people on the streets, the homes, the drug addicts, the prostitutes, and the thieves holding the key to survival when the real enemy cuts loose in this country. People get ready for the new world order. This is reality TV coming at you live, third in your third eye. The rug is being pulled straight from under you, but you can't see through the smoke screens and camouflage. In the name of terrorism, our constitutional rights and civil liberties are slowly being overridden. Cops are getting more aggressive with putting people in prison. Some of the most simplest infractions will now get you a couple of years of probation. The goal is to get as many people as they can get down on paper to keep track of a large majority of the population as the new world order comes into placement. Now is the time to start setting up the resistance. Do you hear me? My culture. Elder Beatmaster, a statesman of hip hop culture.
Man, they better watch out there in Knoxville. Damn. Yeah, they're going to have to watch out. That was hot. All right, Elder. Thank you for calling in. It's always a pleasure.
I thank you for your support and promotion.
Always.
You always got my love, sis. All right? You have a good evening, and thank you, and continue doing what you're doing.
Yes, sir. All right, Elder Beatmaster, I am going to take a short break, and we're coming back. We'll call it 7:06, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
What up, though? What up, though? What up, though? This is DJ DZD on the ones and twos, and when I'm sitting back chillaxing on a Tuesday or a Friday, I get on my computer. Go to blogtalkradio.com/thepoetess, the angelic poetess to me. And I sit back and listen to the soothing sounds of good old school and a little bit of new school R&B that sets the mood just right for all the
dynamic
fantastic, and out-of-sight poetry that sounds the mind, body, and soul on the late-night tip from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. That's where you'll find me. So tune in. Her show is definitely a show you don't want to miss. You dig? What's up?
All right, the original Poetry After Dark, open mic night, and we're rolling with 7:06. You're on the air.
Define irony. Someone who hasn't spit at any blog talk show in almost a year and then hesitates whether or not to pick up the phone to spit on this show and then having to go behind the person who got him started with poetry in the first place. This be your boy, Diamond J.
I know that. Oh, my goodness. I'm just, like, so damn happy that you called in.
It's bad enough I was struggling whether or not to call in because I haven't done anything anywhere in almost a year. But then I was like, okay, she was bugging me to, you know, well, not bugging me, but wondering if I was going to come through. If I don't come through it, or rather, you know, like back when I used to come through on a regular, it wasn't the time that I came to sit the show and didn't, you know, do anything. So it wouldn't be right if I didn't. But now I have to go behind. I have to go after the likes of Elder Beatmaster. I can't. Why do I have to do that?
Hey, I tried to put a little promo in before I brought you in there.
And I ain't got no problem making it known, Elder. That was me clowning you about you eating on the phone when you got brought in. I said it. I was the one clowning you in the chat room.
Oh boy. Do I have the pleasure to hear tonight?
That's another thing. I was trying to figure out what to do, but then again, it's not much to choose from because I haven't been writing as much either. But I did write something a couple of weeks ago, so I may as well go with that one, the most recent. Ironically, it's called Backstabbers, but not the OJs. But it's along those lines either way, but it's called Backstabbers.
Okay. All
right. Backstabbers. Smiling your face all the while, unbeknown to you, you're in the wrong place. Thinking everything is cool as a fan with your mans in them, but all the while, they're nothing more but snakes in the grass trying to make your outlook dim. here you are going all out of your way to help them out, thinking they do the same in return when need be. But that's when the shade is flipped and reality makes you see what you're supposed to see. Fake-ass people ain't shit. I know it ain't just me. Everybody got their own story to tell. To those who can relate to this, they can roll with it. But then the question becomes, have you learned anything from it? See, it's one thing to be naive and give a benefit of a doubt. But what about when you've been stabbed 3, 4, or even 5 times in the back? Or when you need them and they leave you hanging? What the deal with that? And you wonder why it's hard to find nice people these days. The help your fellow man theory will leave you in a maze of confusion with no chance of finding a resolution. Now you're sitting there not knowing what to do because once again you made yourself a victim of Catch-22. That's why there are people like me that are edgy and quick to put a mofo on blast for being shady. I'd rather be on point, look for it and expect it, rather than get caught off guard and be stepped on by it. Call it whatever you want, but you're not about to fool me. I've seen and went through too much of this shit. Therefore, experience has taught me the best way to fight it is to look for it. Because when they see you prepared to shoot down the bullshit, they'll think again before they come with it. And that's it.
Wow, we dropping mad bombs tonight, boy.
That's only a quarter of the reason why I've been on the hiatus, because I've just been going through so much, you know, shit. It's just ridiculous. But actually, you know part of it, but that's, you know, that's a whole nother story. That's not something worth going in it, or that's not something worth going into on air. But you know part of it.
Amen to that. And it's a lot of other things circulating. And, you know, on this end, all I'm going to do is, all I can do is stay positive and keep doing what I'm doing. And ask for you to, you know, keep doing what you're doing. That's all you can do.
Yeah, that's true. But I figured I would ding myself somehow by, you know, by calling in and spitting somewhere. But how ironic, you know, the first place I get to spit in almost a year is your show. So it all works out.
That's what's up, and I'm glad you did. It was a pleasure. Don't you be a stranger now. I don't want to wait till another year to hear you come back.
Oh, no, it won't be that long. It won't be that long. That was, you know, that hiatus was just to keep, you know, what little sanity I have left together. or rather, what little sanity I ever had, you know, to keep intact. But I'll be all right. I won't be a stranger.
That's what's up. Are you doing any promoting on your end as far as the poetry is concerned?
Not really. I'm trying to get my poetry game back on track. So this is only the start of it. So decided I take baby steps with it.
Gotcha. All right, well, let me know what's up so I can put it out.
Oh, no doubt. You'll be the first to know, trust me.
That's what's up. All right, guys, that was Diamond J. 49 minutes left in the show, and we're going to go for Triple Play of Poetry. And the poetess is going to come back and spit. Yeah, that's what I say. I'm going to come back and spit for you guys. We're starting this off with Marc Marcel, and this is Next Light Time.
I don't even need to know his name. All I got to go on is the location, time, and date, and I'll be there. Whether it was in Northeast Asia or in a hut in Nantucket, or if I just had to go through all the abandoned systems searching through the walls again, I'll find him. Whether he was in Harlem selling dimes, or in Mississippi cutting out holes in white sheets, whether he was some scholar from Yale or thug that just graduated the jail cells, I'll smell the trail that just leads back to the essence of the first line I ever wrote in my poetry, and I'll find him. I have an eye on him in spirit form, holding on like mothers when their sons hit corner streets. Whether he was just some politician or another heroin victim, I'll be there, just in case I had to catch him slipping, and creep up on him and tell him about the man he used to be. And I won't even need a picture, I'll be able to recognize myself by seeing the drive in his eyes, the look when I walk into these venues with the idea changing someone's life on my mind, with a bag full of books and CDs, like I was just carrying around my life with me,
And you could just see it in my poems, like I just slid it in my poems, let the ink bleed. So it's all in my veins, but maybe it's not all the veins, because I've healed more souls than hospitals cure heartbeats. And I noticed from all the life given back to me, so I find them, whether he was drunk, holding on to memories, or some young woman getting raped by male teachers. I'll be there to tell her how she just had the balls to get in this car and drive across the country and just ignored all the benefits corporate America gives and said, fuck it, I'll do this shit even if Russell never walks into one of these spoken word events. Left my name being echoed off the venue walls just for the words and sticking to the earlobes of cats who never got the chance to see me perform. And they wouldn't have to ask their friends about me anymore. They can hear my life and the residue I left for them on the floor. And wouldn't have to secretly dissect my hustle just to see how long you can live off your art form. And I swear, whenever I get the chance to see myself again, I tell him, you gotta put your soul in it. Like God just paid you a visit. Like 7 novels and 1,700 poems in my first 3 years of writing was just the beginning. Come on, people, I'll find him, even if he never writes a single sentence. I saw him how I used to show up with 10 in the venue, feeling like now was a good night to throw the towel in. But it must have been a night someone just knew I was on the verge of quitting, because they just trapped me down just to tell me, fuck the numbers. I was making a difference. So I'll tell him how hard he used to write. Like God just dared him to put something in it with enough heart it could pump the air back into the lungs of spirits. And I'll tell him how he did it. I'll explain to him how angels used to show up in the flesh after some of his poetry events and have conversations with him, prophesizing his life and reminding him the man he is. And I'll tell him everything, my grind, my life, the heartache, the joy, the pain, the strain, my family, my friends, some of them who turned out to be life's lessons, my testaments, people who I've touched in relationships I've been in, my one-night stands, and of course the times that I fell in love with myself again. And even if the Lord had it that I wait woman in cemeteries for 500 years, I'll be there, waiting for the moment to where he starts to slip, and I'll find him, whether if he was just another fugitive on a run, or alone in dark corners with a shotgun. I'll be there, tell him about the man he used to be, just so he can hear all about the man he can become. I'll be back. Those are the last words you heard. I'll be back. Those are the words that you hear as you fight back the tears, wondering, what did I do wrong? Where did life go wrong? Yo, why wasn't my father strong? I'll be back. Those are the words that jumpstart your dreams, the prelude to your mother's kiss goodnight. All you want, all you have is that one wish for your father to come back. Minutes turn to hours, hours turn to days, days become occupied with wayward fatherless strays, with follow tie waves who pack chrome 380s and puff on that purple haze, yo, past that Spike Lee joint and fuck them school days. My father ain't coming back. So now you're forced to learn how to become a man from cats like Joey Crack, Scarface, Nino Brown, and Frank White reshaped your life. But God is talking to that innocent little boy that's lost deep within you, begging for you to remake your life. He says, son, I never left you. There's still time for you to retake your life. Son, I want you back. But you're lost in the rhapsody made up by money and crack. The love that you have for your maternal father is dulled by adolescent sex, weed, and cognac. Your every day is a struggle. Survival is your mindset. And that thing called street life is based on combat. Those thoughts about your pops that stress you every day, shit, you ain't got time for that. Baby, this is do or die. And life on the streets has taught you that big boys don't cry. And life since the age of 4 has taught you that men who can't handle responsibilities tell their kids goodbye lies. And at the age of 16, you no longer think about the how comes the whys. Yo, the truth of the matter is this. Your father wasn't ready to have kids. I mean, how can a child raise a child to be a man when he doesn't know what a man is? Yeah, I know life is hard, and I can only imagine what you had to go through. But Pop, just like a test, damn it, I crammed to understand you.
And just like you hurt me, motherfucker, I want you to hurt too. I can't stand to look in the mirror because my mother says that I look just like you. And I'm scared to death to have a child because I'm afraid of what I just might do. Will it be the beginning of a new life? Or the lifetimes of Eric Moore Part 2? Yo, don't get it twisted. I don't hate you. I mean, how can you hate someone you never really knew? So allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Eric Moore. I am your conscience. I am your son. I am the one that you forgot. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me.
Remember me. Sometimes I feel like an animal born in the wild, the bastard son of a father, used and abused as an innocent child. It was a bother. Depressed and stressed in my own mind, looking for love in the wrong places was hard to find. Living in a world of mass confusion, a complex society, people are disillusioned. The African-American child raised in poor surroundings, what's the chance of him growing up in a negative atmosphere and becoming a man? It's hard to teach a child right from wrong and getting him to understand that it's wrong to do crime and sell drugs, but he thinks that he can. He's convinced it is the right thing to do, so he begins to take a stand. Life in the streets becomes his initial plan. Financial stability becomes a struggle. Turning to a life of crime begins all of his trouble. Not even a big belt to the behind can make him change. No lecture from former street hustlers can rearrange his thinking process. He becomes obsessed and deranged with doing the wrong thing, but is he only to blame? The child being born to the likes of the unprepared in a society of hatred where nobody really cares. You cannot wait till a child turns 12 years to teach a lesson. It has to start from the moment of conception to be a blessing. The infancy stages of a child is very crucial, very eager to learn what you teach. Be honest, but never brutal. They only mimic what they see and do what they're taught. So if you continue to do the wrong things, eventually they will get caught. You must know when to say yes and when to say no. You should train a child up in the way he should go, so when he gets old, he will not depart from it. Not being a menace to society, but being a part of it. Living in a world of trial and error, a society of danger, system of terror. Growing up in the ghetto is not exactly a ring of pleasure. Every day is a constant struggle. I'm under pressure, and now I'm a man, destined to become a leader, striving to break the cycle of liars, backbiters, and cheaters, the cycle of infidelity that was worn by the seed of my father transformed into the belly of my mother before I was born. Before she conceived me, I was generationally broken and torn by the snares of sin that was performed by the subtle beast of the field, who turned on and beguiled Adam and Eve, who begin to yield to the temptation of Satan instead of following God's will. To not eat of the fruit of the tree that was filled with knowledge and good and evil, when God told them not to, they still got weak and feeble and ate of it anyway. That paved the way to sin, so God told them to go away out of the garden, because you can't do what I say, so I have to offer up a sacrificial lamb with an ultimate price to pay. And this is what we do. Don't we try to blame our faults on someone else to find an excuse to get out of a situation that you got yourself in? Now our sorrow is greatly multiplied because of their sin, which brings me back to the topic at hand. I'm trying to wash away the filth of sin that makes me less than a man, but there's a few things that I need to understand about getting myself together and trying to make a stand. Being stupid won't do it. Bad credit won't get it. Surely not dope pushing and drug selling. Let me tell it. It'll mess up your whole natural course of existence if you let it. The word is called responsibility. Do you need me to spell it? You can't possibly call yourself a man if you run around town with every girl you see, can't keep your thing in your pants. I'm truly sorry, man, but the life you're living is foul. You're man enough to sex a girl but can't take care of the child? You so quick to shoot the semen. Don't you know you have the power to cast out that lust-infested demon? You got 12 baby mamas playing Russian roulette, and then you get an incurable disease that leads you to death. Our own women are calling us dogs, and no wonder, because the Bible refers to a dog as a whoremonger. I try to do things decently and be careful not to step out of line. I'm trying to break the cycle of not paying my bills on time. You can't even take care of yourself because of of the life that you chose. That's why in today's society, the man is taking backseat in the household. And you wonder why she's the head? Because you sitting at home getting high while she's bringing home the bread. And you call yourself a man of God? You need to get up off your lazy butt and get your mediocre self a job. And brother, I'm not judging you. I'm just trying to help. You want your kids to respect you. Stop disrespecting yourself. You have to lead by example in order to become the head. You can't just walk it. You have to talk it, because faith without works is dead. And you think you look good with your pants sagging? How you figure? Don't you know that sagging spelled backwards is niggas? Don't talk to me about busting shots. There's not a scripture in the Bible that talks about carrying Glocks. Fake wannabe thugs trying to be hard. Get rid of your foolish ways and give your life to God. Because I seen God make a drunk person sober. I seen him take drug dealers off the street and turn them into soldiers for Christ's right. Just get rid of the strife. Break the generational curses of not living right. You need to get yourself together and pick your face up off the floor. Because God has a lot more things for you in store. Because I want to become a leader in my house, not just a follower, and find favor in the eyes of God like Joseph in the house of King Potiphar. I want to become a real man, not just a pushover, and stand tall on my own two feet like a God-fearing soldier. I want to become a true father to my children because I care. I don't want to keep using the excuse of my father not being there, because I know my God shall supply my every single need. I don't want to be like Cain, which is the first of the serpent seed, because in my life with God, he's given me a lot of leniency while I'm walking in sin, not recognizing his preeminency. I don't consider myself to be a good man, but a man who seeks to do good, surrendering myself to God like I should, because it's he who makes me good. I have to be able to admit to the sin that is within me. And if I don't, then I'm a liar and the truth is not in me, because I would be beside myself to think that I have arrived. Yes, I'm already alive, but I don't want to die trying to be too wise, because God uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, so the wisdom and instructions that he gives to me I cannot despise. So be advised, my brothers, the word of God will never die. Let the eternal word of God be true and every man a lie. And if you think I'm spitting this just to be spiteful, no, brothers, you're dead wrong. I'm just trying to break the cycle.
Bye. to be or not to be? That is the question.
Are you serious? Hey, this is your man. Sound off now. For the best in poetry and spoken word, join my fam, the Angelic Poetess. That's every Tuesday and Friday night, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the Blog Talk Radio Network, the best in internet radio. So join my fam, DAP, DAP, for some of the hottest spoken word artists and poets on the planet, with that special blend of music to soothe you after a long, hard day. Again, that's Tuesdays and Fridays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. for the Angelic Poetess Artist Showcase. I will see you there.
She's ready, and I hope she's ready.
take me away. I know you keep it poppin', staying safe and locked away. Cause can't nobody do your body, girl, this kind of way. Raise your hands if you feel me. Girl, I know you feel me. First chance to get on the plane. Cause I can't stand to see my baby left alone again. Times I wish that I can live just like a simple man. Chillin' with my baby. Chillin' with my baby.
Chest, bury me with pictures of my kinfolk, that way my rest will be relative. And even if I should perish in foreign land, shall it be said that you the one rest with his father? Cause I want to bathe in the Ganges, swim the Euphrates, float up the Nile, baptize me and enjoy the make Wadi Morocco. Mercy must be the language wherever I go. Cause hello banquet and goodbye look the same in every language. Smiles convey the same thing in every place but because I believe in the second coming of Jesus. And that Babylon must burn, and that Rome is ungodly, and America is unjust. I could be labeled a terrorist by my government, cause Bin Laden believes the same thing. Sometimes you gotta go beyond what you are taught, cause you can't do subtraction from bone division. And I can't use your tradition for where I'm going. Cause I wanna be that tree planted by many rivers, but you want me stuck in your bad lands. In my younger days, I would've willingly been your crusader. Now I know those were bad men. And you can call me Anakin or Darth Vader if it makes you feel better, but I'ma bring violence back to the force of violence. Cannot have it, and peace will inhabit the meek, shall inherit the earth. We've heard it preached, but rarely practiced. I'll leave the books to the scholars, the gospel of God's living the men, as they'll keep writing. And God will forever be good news, and men will continue in the gift of life. But what we do with it, what we do with it will be between us and God, and the scholars will record it. But as for me, I want to bathe in the Ganges with little Indian men who are off like me. Swim the Euphrates with little Arab men whose eyes still wonder like mine. Baptize me in the Jordan with men who pray like me. Make Wadi Morocco, cause before I come back to the West, I just want to be clean. But if I should perish in foreign lands, know that I've committed my soul to God and my body to the hands of men. Bury me with a book of scripture, for the word of God is better than the epistle of my heart. Only bury me with pictures of my kinfolk, that way my rest will be relative. And like the kings of old, tell my sons that I rest with my fathers. Tell my sons that I rest with my fathers when I go.
Thank you.
the original Poetry After Dark open mic night. We have about 22 minutes left in the show. I do apologize. I had to, you know, continue on with the tracks while coming back on air. I'm actually trying to get my family safely to my home and just doing a lot of multitasking right now. All right. I did not forget. As promised, I will spit this piece for you guys tonight. I have spit this piece before. This is titled The Levels of Love. Closer than close, sweeter than sweet. Honey, it's you that knocks me off my feet. The power of love has to stand the test of time. Divine. Divine interventions will brought our souls to light. This is so right. A passion streaming so deep like the blood in my veins. I cry out that I'm hurt. And baby, I know that you can take away the pain. Away with these levels of love, tame me. Bring me down to your altitude of passion. As our souls begin clashing, having these orgasms and spasms erecting through my back. That's right. I feel myself losing control, closing my eyes to conceal what I feel inside. For the session only requires the presence of our lust. And I find myself making this just, having these visions coming into a creation, indulging further into infinity, going beyond our wildest dreams. No longer our bodies, no longer our minds, only our hearts and soul intertwined. And that's why this is undefined. Irreplaceable, and we don't want to understand why. See, this is a place where lovers go. No rules, no laws for the cause. I crave to be there and only with you, because the levels of love can only be created of the two. And that's that piece. Moving into wrapping up my throwbacks for tonight, this is Tony Terry, Everlasting Love.
You know, I used to be in this relationship, and you know, it's over, and me and the sister don't really talk too much. But you know, I still think of her, and I remember her as this brown-skinned sister from the inner city, brick house. Mama had a style that reminded me of hip-hop, bebop, 70s soul music, remixed, updated, never too overrated. Things fall apart, yet it should be stated that she show was good to me. I said she show was good to me. She came into my life at a time when my mind had grown bored with the cyclic cycle of salutations, which leads to the exchange of contact information, which ends in a sexual elation, which is a temporary form of liberation. I say, when she came to me, yeah, my physical was satisfied, but my mind had grown bored, and my soul had begun tapping out an SOS into the ether. So when she appeared, I say, when she appeared, it was like my prayers had been answered. She was like a cool breeze coming through my window on a summer's day. She was like the presence of God moving slowly through Eden. She was like poetry. Yeah, the sister was like poetry in motion, but I was moved. She moved me with Bob Marley mixtapes and Nina Simone serenades, hit me with bell hooks and theories which made me look past hips and thighs into dark brown eyes filled with song and sorrow. The sister was nice, y'all. Well, what happened, right? Well, maybe it was my apathy which made me unwilling to carry all the baggage that she came with. Or maybe a lifetime of watching video hoes became the COINTELPRO to make me think, man, there's got to be someone better out there. Or maybe I was just too damn young and didn't know what to do with love when I found it. But anyway, you know, now she's gone and we've both moved on. But every now and then I think of her and I remember her as this brown-skinned sister from the inner city, brick house. Mama had a style that reminded me of hip-hop, bebop, 70s soul music, remixed, updated, never too overrated. Things fall apart, yet it should be stated that she show was good to me. I said she show was good to me.
The Original Poetry After Dark open mic night. We have two callers on the line. I believe 919 was first. North Carolina, you on the air.
What's going on, sister? How you doing? Hello?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, I'm here. I can hear you.
How you doing?
Okay.
I'm just bored and I'm browsing Facebook and I see my man Manny drop this post about an After Dark radio show. He says support the poet. So I say I'll call. I ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? I say I'll call. I'm a poet myself out here in North Carolina. I said I'll call.
Big up. I'm in Raleigh. So, yeah.
Oh, you in Raleigh? Who this?
Yeah. The poet.
I'm in Raleigh.
Oh.
I'm like, what's your name?
My name is Deidre, but my stage name is The Poetess.
It's what?
The Poetess.
Oh, okay. I'm Tim Jackson. And I live out in Raleigh, and I spit a little bit of spoken word.
All right.
You know.
Well, we want to definitely hear from you, so do you have something for us tonight?
So what's the vibe? This is love and R&B and soul and good poetry. I hear a lot of good love poetry, so I don't wanna change the vibe up.
When it comes down to the open mic, you do what you want. I don't tell people I only want a certain type of poetry. Whatever your heart feels, you can go and sit.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna spit a little something just because of the song that was playing and the brother that just spit, you know, so I'm going to try to keep that same energy flowing. I'm just going to spit a little bit, okay?
All right,
here we go. I'm totally committed now. That simply means I want to do so much more than just hit it now. So all my slick talk about you can walk like I don't care, you can just forget it now. Because I'm going to be all up in your face. I'm going to be trying to rearrange your face. I'm going to be trying to change your face from a frown to a smile. And I know we've been through some things that's wild, but I still want you to be the teacher to my first child. That means I got a lot of respect for you. That means I'm starting to see you as the one I want to drop my seed in. So prepare to open up and let me fill it up just like I'm about to drop some weed in. And I don't care about nobody else's opinion because you're the woman I'm believing in. So take your hand in my hand and take a walk with me. I done took the time to tease your mind so you can't do nothing but open up your heart and talk to me. And we're going to chill out tonight. We're going to listen to some Bob Marley redemption songs while I find some leaves to light. Then I'm going to talk to you. Put some pieces of my life out in front of you and let you walk through it so you can see where I've been, so you can see where I'm at, so you can see where I'm honestly trying to be, so you can honestly decide if you really want to be next to me. And once we agree, we're going to make the whole world see that we are. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm fair. I just want to call and show some love and some support. Blog Talk Radio, the original Poetry at the Dog, man. The poet Tim Jackson. This is my first night hearing about it. I'm glad I called, and I show love every time I see the post.
That's what's up. Thank you so much for calling, and I was definitely digging that.
Oh, no doubt. That's just a first little couple verses of it, but I just wanted to show support. Manny put a shout-out on Facebook, so I said, okay, I'll call in. You know, so that's what we do as poets. If you see a poet and, you know, asking for support, you jump on the bandwagon and, you know, support what poetry is doing, because if Manny is listening, I saw his posting where he said he get tired sometimes, so I just want you to know, keep doing what you're doing, because it was you who inspired me to call this show tonight. Peace.
Peace. Wow. And that's what it's all about. I just hope everybody can get on that same wavelength there and support for us. We all doing the same thing in different ways, you know, show love. We have another poet on the line. We have 7 minutes left, so I really got to wrap this up. 724, you on the air?
Roses are red, unlike a plum. You's a nigga, and that makes you.
Oh, boy. I just had a good show. And at the last minute, I had to pull a bad number. All right, guys, I'm closing my mic for tonight. I'm going to roll with my last track, and then I'm closing out Poetry After Dark. My next show, starting in June, Tuesday shows will be airing again from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., an hour and 30 minutes. And, of course, the open mic will be every second and fourth Friday of the month. And the old school battle will still continue on the first and third Friday of the month. One love. Thank you all for coming out. Peace and blessings.
Go ahead, Daddy.
It's a queen's thing, baby.
I'm going to dance with you.
Track master, rock on. Rock on.
My name is L, I'm from Queens. I heard about your man, he like the late Sugar Queen. Don't shake about a mosquito with Donna jeans, but he slipped up into his rock to a fiend. He be playing like a willy cause he dressed shit up, never knowing that his woman is in need of love. He got Versace, gold link, stomach chains with rock. Official hairstyle, but you stuck up in the spot, making love, duke and sweet, then he falling asleep. You on the phone with your old piece, dying to creep between my sheets. So what, you got Chanel on your feet, hot sex on a platter, make the mission complete, got a Mac and funny style. He ain't watching you, he'd rather watch his money pal. Can't protect treasures when it's in a glass house. Soon as he turn the corner, I'ma turn that south full blown. Putting in the six with the chrome, yo B. Why you leave your honey all alone with me? Just because you blessed with cash doesn't mean your honey won't let me finesse that. You see, the moral of the story is a woman need love, the kind your so-called players never dreamed of. You got to try love, can't buy love. If you play your hand, then it's bye-bye love. Damn, but your honey ran away like presto, Alakazam. Man made the money, money never made the man. You still fake a jack, throwing rocks on a hand. See, you put your pack down, now you need no brown rock roller. With so much ice, your cap's cola. I got a smoking beanies, modeling bikinis. Pushing your whip on the van wick to see me. I keep it steamy, I make it burn when it's my turn. Teach your shorty all the jewels that you never learned. Don't get a trick to getting money ain't wrong, but she wanna make love all night long. I'm gone.
I wanna think. gave me your love.